recent years, there has been a notable surge in the diagnosis of ADHD among adult women. That's the attention deficit hyperactivity disorder among adult women. And that is a trend that has sparked widespread discussion and concern. This phenomenon cannot be attributed to a single cause. It results from a complex interplay between various societal, psychological, and even technological factors. Among these, the role of social media, the influence of psychologist influencers on platforms like TikTok, and the global impacts of the COVID pandemic stand out as significant contributors. So in this short episode, I will explore these dimensions, incorporating some anecdotes to shed light on the multifaceted nature of ADHD diagnosis among adult women. Part 1. Social media. Social media has been a catalyst in increasing awareness about ADHD, particularly among women who may have struggled with undiagnosed symptoms for years. For many, platforms like TikTok and Instagram have served as valuable resources for information and community support. Consider the case of Emma, a 35-year-old graphic designer in Tampa, Florida, who spent years grappling with challenges in concentration, organization, and time management. It was only through a series of TikTok videos detailing adult ADHD symptoms that she recognized her own experiences reflected in those of others. However, the democratization of information on these platforms can also lead to misinformation and self-diagnosis without professional consultation. The simplicity and relatability of content can sometimes oversimplify a complex condition, leading to an increase in self-diagnosis that may not always be accurate. Part 2. Psychologist influencers. The emergence of psychologist influencers on social media platforms has played a pivotal role in demystifying mental health issues, including ADHD. These professionals often share insights into symptoms, coping mechanisms, and the latest research, making psychology more accessible to the general public. Sarah, a clinical psychologist with a significant following on TikTok, recently noted that her goal was to provide accurate, digestible information about ADHD, especially for women who have historically been underdiagnosed. Through her videos, Sarah has helped countless women understand their symptoms and encourage them to seek professional diagnosis and treatment. Yet, the influence of psychologist influencers is not without its criticisms. The personal and anecdotal nature of social media content can blur the lines between general advice and medical diagnosis, potentially leading to confusion among viewers. The nuanced nature of ADHD, which requires a comprehensive evaluation for diagnosis, can be lost in the format of short, engaging videos. Part 3. The pandemic. The COVID pandemic has undeniably played a role in the increasing rates of ADHD diagnosis among adult women. The sudden shift to remote work and the added stress of managing home life, childcare, and professional responsibilities in a confined environment have amplified symptoms for many. Julia, a 42-year-old teacher and mother of two in St. Petersburg, Florida, described her pandemic experience as the tipping point. She said the chaos of online teaching and managing her kids' remote schooling made her symptoms unmanageable. She said that was when she sought help and was eventually diagnosed with ADHD. The pandemic has not only intensified symptoms for some, but also provided the time and space for self-reflection, leading more women to recognize ADHD symptoms and pursue diagnosis and treatment. The isolation and disruption of everyday routines prompted an introspection that, for many, led to a long overdue confrontation with their mental health. So in conclusion, the rising trend of ADHD diagnoses among adult women is a reflection of a broader societal shift toward recognizing and addressing mental health issues. Despite its pitfalls, social media has played a crucial role in this trend by increasing awareness and facilitating community support. The influence of psychologist influencers on platforms like TikTok has further democratized access to psychological knowledge, albeit with the need for cautious engagement. The COVID pandemic has both exacerbated ADHD symptoms and also provided the impetus for many women to seek diagnosis and treatment. As we navigate these complex cause-effect relationships, we must balance increased awareness with the need for professional evaluation and approach the discourse with empathy, understanding, and a commitment to accurate information. The stories of women like Emma in Tampa, Florida, and Julia in St. Petersburg, Florida, highlight the transformative power of diagnosis and treatment, offering hope and validation to countless others navigating the challenges of ADHD. In today's dynamic landscape, the role of healthcare professionals, educators, and policymakers will be crucial in ensuring that the increasing awareness leads to positive outcomes for adult women with ADHD. As we move forward, it is imperative to foster an environment that supports accurate diagnosis, effective treatment, and ongoing research into ADHD, particularly its unique manifestation and impact on women.